Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are in the middle of an amazing, inspiring week going through Revelation 21. And honestly, we just began to scratch the surface. On Monday, we talked a little bit about the context in which we want to read this, right? Because we're not trying to get into theological intricacies. We're not trying to be like, well, what exactly will happen? What will it practically look like? We're reading it to grow our desire for heaven, that the Holy Spirit would give us a desire for God in a deeper way. And you know, when I was reading this yesterday, I was thinking about a story a few years ago at Pine Hills Camp, which if you've been listening, you'll know that Pine Hills Girls Camp is happening right now. It's a camp in Jackson, Michigan, and you can pray for them. It's about 200 middle school girls that we bring together every year. We've been going for 40 years just to try to encounter Jesus in a deeper way. So pray for Pine Hills Girls and the staff there as well. But I remember one time we were saying goodnight to all the girls, and we do a little song before the girls go to bed, and then they leave our big tent. They do worship in a big tent, a big white revival tent. And we usually have our staff stationed around to give the girls hugs goodnight, because for a lot of them, this is their first time away from home. And I remember a girl hugged me goodnight, and she said, I have a question for you, just dead serious. She said, I have a question for you. I said, okay, what is it? You know, I'm prepared. And she said, what animals will be present in the new heaven and the new earth? And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a stumper. I don't know. You know, since this idea of like, I don't know specifically, like, will cats be there? Will dogs be there? You know, all of these questions. And it was just such a pure question. And I told her, I said, honestly, I don't know, but maybe go ask the Lord for a dream to show you maybe what animals will be on the new earth. And it was just so funny and so cute, but I was just thinking about that. And so our hearts, like, we want to know, there's like, even in that, there's like such a beautiful, innocent longing to be like, what is it going to be like? And so often we get caught up in our daily lives and in just like the here and now, and to just let ourselves wonder, like, what is it going to be like? What is it going to be like to be with God forever? And just like this childlike way to wonder that. So we're going to open with Psalm 52 and do our prayer, and then we're going to dive back in to Psalm 51. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Why do you boast, O mighty man, of mischief done against the godly? All the day you are plotting destruction. Your tongue is like a sharp razor, you worker of treachery. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking the truth. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, see, the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and sought refuge in his wealth. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will proclaim your name, for it is good, in the presence of the godly. Lord Jesus, we pray that we would not be like the unrighteous, that would be snatched from our tents, that would be snatched away from you. But we pray that we would be like a green olive tree planted in your presence, planted in the house of God, being satisfied by your word, by your beauty day and night. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's amazing how much the Psalms say over and over again, seek refuge in the Lord. Seek refuge in God. Trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. Make him your refuge and you will be like a tree. Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 have that. They say, I will delight in the law of the Lord and therefore I will be like a tree planted in water. I will be like a tree planted near living streams, and that's what we want. So let's go ahead and read again our passage from Revelation 21. And again, I'm going to stop at 5, but hopefully we'll get through 8 this week. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Also he said, Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. Amen. We talked yesterday about the church coming down in the holy city as a bride adorned for her husband, and how the Father adorns us and prepares us as a gift for his Son, that Jesus has paid the price for us. And his desire is to be with us forever. And we see that again echoed. And this is so moving in this verse, is that I heard a great voice from the throne saying, who's on the throne? Who's seated on the throne? It's God. It's the Father seated on his throne. And Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. And the Holy Spirit is there as the love between the Father and the Son. And so the Trinity, the echoing voice of God, is saying, the dwelling of God is with men. This is unbelievable. It makes me, friends, emotional. It gives me goosebumps. It makes the hair on my arms stand up. The dwelling of God is with men. And for John to hear this, John was a good Jew. John read the Torah. John, before he encountered Jesus, was living and reading the Torah. He was a good Jew. And so they would have known that this is echoing the promise of the covenant. That over and over again in the Old Testament, the promise to Abraham is that he will have many descendants. The promise to David, the promise to Noah, all of these different covenants that we see renewed time after time after time amidst Israel's unfaithfulness, is God is saying, not like, I will make you better, I will get you there, I will get you to the promised land. He's saying, I will be your God and you will be my people. My presence will not leave you. He's saying, we will belong to each other. I will dwell with you. For John, he would have read this and would have echoed. It would have echoed the covenant. In Isaiah 65, he says, I will create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered. Isaiah 52, 1, awake, awake, Zion, and put on your garments of splendor. Put on your garments of splendor. Leviticus 26, I will put my dwelling place among you. I will walk among you and be your God. Ezekiel 37, my dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God and they will be my people. Isaiah 43, behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you see how it springs up? Over and over again, God makes a promise to us at every age of history. Not just like, hey, I'm God, I'm up here, I'm going to smite your enemies, I'm going to wave my hand and everything will be better. He makes a heart promise. You will belong to me and I will belong to you. And as Catholics, we see this already fulfilled so much through our baptism, that we become temples of the Holy Spirit, that God dwells in us. And so as we journey, God is dwelling in us as we journey to the time where we will be fully united with him. And that's why we have this longing. It says our earthly bodies long for the time when this outer reality will waste away and we will be totally united with him forever. God says the sound of his voice resounds. And what does it say? The dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them. God is with men, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. God is coming for us. He's coming for you. He wants to dwell in you more fully. He cannot wait for the day where you're totally united, where nothing stands between you and him. And he's been making this promise since the garden. when Adam and Eve are banished from the garden, not because God's like, you get out of here, but because what is holy cannot be with what is now unholy because of sin. He doesn't say like, oh, get out of here, I never want to see you again. But the Father's heart echoes promise after promise, going after our first forefathers, going after us, saying, I'm coming to get you. I will be with you again. We will be with each other again. I'm not going to stop. And again, Israel is unfaithful. They leave him. They make the golden calf. They break his commandments. They go off to other idols and other lovers. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Just like you and just like me, and over again in our lives. Friends, no matter where you've been in your past, no matter where you are in your present, the future that God wants with you is saying, we will be together forever. It's amazing. It's incredible. He's saying God will dwell with the human race. There's no other religion in which this is the reality. There's no other philosophy in which this is the reality, and every other reality, like quote unquote reality, because it's not real reality, and every other quote unquote truth that people believe, with every other god, with Greek mythology, with the idols that they would give sacrifices to, it was a god that was out there and man was here, and you had to earn God's pleasure, you had to earn God's favor, you had to make sacrifices to make the god look upon you, to bless you, to give you good harvest, all of this kind of stuff. And God is saying, this is who I am from the beginning of time. I will come and dwell with you, and the way that I will make it possible is I will send my son to die and be raised from the dead so that you can enter into the holy place, so that we can be united forever. But here's the amazing thing. It's not even God saying you will come to me. He's saying I will come to you. This is the kind of God we have. I will come to you. God himself will be with them. This is not John's interpretation. This is the voice of God echoing this over and over and over again. I will come to you. I will find you. I will make of you a dwelling place. The Father says, I will prepare you for my son, because what is coming, the communion that is coming, if we just persevere, if we just endure, if we ask for the grace. I read this in this book, and it was a quote that said, saints aren't ones that learn to live stronger with very little grace. Saints are ones who live every second, every ounce of their life saturated with grace. Saints aren't one who learn to live strong and independent from God. It's ones that become weak. And God is calling us each and every day. The call isn't to be stronger. The call isn't to do it on our own. The call isn't to show how moral and how virtuous we are. The call right here and right now is to collapse into the arms of God and surrender completely and totally to a God who's saying, at the end of time, I will come and I will be with you. We will be united. We will be together. This is his desire. And today, friends, the Holy Spirit wants to stir up that desire in you. And I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal to you a God, a Father, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, that desires you so deeply, that's saying, I'm not just doing this for your own good, but I'm doing it because I want it, because I want you. God will dwell with his people. This is an unbelievable promise, a promise that pushes us to run faster and further and harder than we've ever run before. God, help us to get there. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.